sixth parak of Vav's fourth Mishnah. Kachi Daka Shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Chaim Volozhin also says you don't have to do this, but you have to be prepared to do it. You have to have such a desire to learn that Pas Me'ach Toichel, even if you only eat bread and salt, V'mayim B'me'surah Tishte, you just drink some water. V'alores Tisha, and you sleep on the floor. Chai Tzah Tichu, you have physical Tzah. Kamavan, V'dushnei Oineg, you're full of pleasure learning the Torah, but mitzah the physical part, you don't have anything. But Torah Ata Omel, and if you, with all that, you exert yourself to understand the Torah. It's good for you in this world and the world to come. What do you mean it's good for you in this world? You're not eating, you're not drinking, you're not sleeping comfortably. No, because we know that the amount of material things a person has does not necessarily make him happy. Very often it gives a lot of panos of a psychologist. Over here, we're saying that if a person really wants to feel content with himself and happy, if he is Isaac B'Torah, he will get that feeling, even if he has very little physical things. Don't look for big covet out of it. That also will take away from the Liman HaTorah and the Ashrecha of the Torah. Different ways of reading this, but that's the way we read it today. That don't expect covet more than you're learning. Don't have a desire to have a table full of all the delicacies like kings have. They live a few years with all kind of wonderful delicacies and then they're in the ground for the end. And that's it. We, for a few years, may have a little bit less and afterwards we have all the spiritual delicacies and the Netzach Netzachim eternally. And your crown is greater than the crown of them. And the one who is giving us the work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is trustworthy that he will pay us for our work.